Chapter 5 To Infinity and Beyond. Steve Jobs admired anyone who did something new and different. He was a huge fan of George Lucas, the director of the Star Wars movies. In 1980, Steve bought out a theater for a night so that everyone at Apple could see The Empire Strikes Back together. In 1986, Steve finally got to work with Lucas. He became an owner in Lucas's computer graphics company. Steve named the company Pixar. Lucas's company had created a new kind of animation using a computer. Steve hoped to sell this program to animators, but it was too expensive. Artists didn't think they needed it. Pixar was losing a lot of money. In fact, Steve put more than $50 million of his own money to keep the company going. He only paid himself $50 a year for his salary. In 1991, Steve laid off most of Pixar's staff. One person he didn't lay off was John Lasseter. Lasseter had made a number of short computer animated films. The films were the best way to show customers what the program could do. Lasseter's short movies were good. One of them, Tin Toy, won an Oscar for Best Animated Short Film in 1989. Despite the Oscar, Pixar was a failure. A big failure. Next and Pixar were seen as proof that Steve was nothing more than a slick salesman. Even his early success with the Apple II was considered a fluke. Woz was the genius, people thought, not Steve. In 1991, the Walt Disney Company wanted to hire Lasseter, but he said no. And once again, Steve came up with one of his unusual offers. He convinced Disney to give Pixar enough money to make 3 full-length animated movies. All the animation would be done on a computer. This had never been done before. Perhaps Disney fell under the influence of Steve's famous reality distortion field. By this time, all the people at Pixar knew about the power of Steve's RDF. They even had a signal for it. In meetings, when someone was getting sucked into the RDF, people would tug on their ears. The deal with Disney wouldn't make Pixar much money. If the movies were hits, Disney would get most of the profits. But it gave Steve a chance to get Pixar movies made. Animated movies take a long time to make. Pixar started work on its first full-length movie in 1991. But it did not come out for another 4 years. Meanwhile, Steve kept pouring funds into both Pixar and Next. In 1993, Steve had to lay off most of the workers at Next. He felt so helpless and so awful that he stopped going into work. He spent his days at home with Reed. He loved being with his little boy, who, he said, had Laureen's kindness.